Corruption Watch's principal purpose is to encourage the public to actively resist corruption. And the highest form of active resistance is by reporting experiences of corruption to us, which the public have done in great numbers. We have over 20,000 reports of corruption in the just over 6 years of our existence, coming in at the rate of about 140 reports per week currently. And these are the bedrock of Corruption Watch's model. We investigate a number of the reports. We use them to guide our campaigns. Amongst the most successful campaigns have been our schools campaign. This year we're going to be mounting a campaign to encourage people to report experiences of corruption in the healthcare system and in policing. And without whistleblowing, there is no combating corruption. And central, as I've said, to Corruption Watch's model is whistleblowing. The largest volume of reports that we receive is still in the area of corruption in the management of schools' resources. I have no doubt that when our messaging and our media starts to focus on healthcare and policing, which are already very high, these will match the number of reports we get in schooling.